Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Deborah Ann Burke, 71, of Richland Center, died April 2nd. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Deb Burke is survived by two brothers, Bernard, Bun and Teresa Burke, and Michael M. Burke, all of Richland Center, an aunt and many other relatives and friends. Deborah Ann Burke, 71, of Richland Center. Donna Joy Elliott, 70, of Richland Center, died last Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 12:30 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of service at 12:30. Donna Elliott is survived by her husband, Pat, three children, Rochelle Elliott, Derek Elliott, and Emily and Jeff Martin, three grandchildren, three sisters, Joyce and Jim Hipsch, Debbie and Gary Wirtz, and Lori and Reggie Way, two brother-in-laws, Jude and Cindy Elliott and Doug Faber, sister-in-law, Ann Elliott, and numerous nieces and nephews. Donna Joy Elliott, 70, of Richland Center. Wallace Cooper and Elliott will be closed all day Friday to allow staff to attend the services. Brian W. Bender, 40, of Woodman, died Friday following a battle with brain cancer. Funeral services will be held Friday at 5 at the Boscobel Bolin Banquet. A private family burial will be held in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at Boscobel Bolin Banquet Friday from noon until the time of service at 5. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the Brian Bender Benefit or the Brian Bender Agricultural Scholarship Fund. The Kendall Funeral Service is assisting the family. Brian Bender is survived by his wife, Kelly, two daughters, Danny and Cody, his parents, Lyle and Judy Bender of Boscobel, two sisters, Jennifer and Duke L. of Spooner and Bridget Bender of Boscobel, a brother, Chuck Loomis of Texas, his paternal grandmother, Elaine Bender of Woodman, his mother-in-law, Jennifer and Dan Carey of Highland, his father-in-law, Craig Ramsden of Muscadet, two sisters-in-law, Brenna Ramsden and Ole Moss of Phoenix, Arizona, and Kate Ramsden of Madison, his godson, godparents, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, and other friends. Brian W. Bender, 40, of Woodman. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville, died March 30th at home. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Jim Bennett is survived by his parents, Ken and Nancy, siblings, Jeremy and Susie Bennett of Chaseburg, Jeff and Pappy Bennett of Ithaca, and Christine and Sean Connor of Luana, Iowa. Many aunts, uncles, nieces, and nephews, and special neighbors, Rick and Karen Pauls. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville. Leonard E. Speary, 83, of Boscobel, died Saturday unexpectedly at Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local military honors unit will provide graveside rites at the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Leonard Speary include four children, Randy and Leslie Speary of Spring Green, Gary and Mary Speary of Medford, Michael and Sheila Speary of Blue River, and Joy and Paul Cream of Adelaide, Australia. Grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nine siblings, Thomas and Patty Speary, Gina Stein, Marge Edwards, Paul and Mary Speary, David and Barbara Speary, Sherry and Harold Rupp, Connie and George Hill, Bill Speary, and Steve and Jung Speary. Leonard E. Speary, 83, of Boscobel. Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet, died last Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Muscadet Sportsman's Club. Burial will be held in St. Malachi's Catholic Cemetery, Clyde, at a later date. The family requests no flowers, but donations may be directed to a charity of your choice in the greater Muscadet area or a veterans organization. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Dennis Brown is survived by his wife, Suzanne, 3 children, Sarah Brown, John Brown, and Patrick Brown, and 5 grandchildren. Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet. Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center, died January 10th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 2 at Sportsman's Lounge in Muscadet. Memorials may be directed to a Grace Hospice Care. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Janine Young is survived by her daughter, Leah Spellman and Abuyu Rose of St. Paul, Minnesota, 3 siblings, Shannon and Jeff Brownlee of Boscobel, Bruce and June Young of Blue River, and Leanne Bender Laufenberg and Ronnie Opie Hasberg of Muscadet. Aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, great-nieces, great-nephews, and many other relatives and friends. Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center. Thomas Rand, 75, of Reedsburg and formerly of Richland Center, died Monday at our house in Reedsburg. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Military rites will be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Tom Rand is survived by his wife of more than 52 years, Jackie, 2 children, Scott and Jen, a granddaughter, 2 sisters, Sue and Mary, and a brother, Paul Marty. Thomas Rand, 75, of Reedsburg and formerly of Richland Center. Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76, of Richland Center, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 20th from 10 until 1 at the Pratt Community Hall with a time of sharing at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Judy Nicholas is survived by her children, James Carlisle of Washington, Pennsylvania, Jody and Chad Hines of Richland Center, and Raymond and Shannon Carlisle Jr. of Reedsburg. Stepchildren, James Moore, Lisa Litton, Dawn and Eric Kirshner, all of Washington, Pennsylvania, and Ray Lynn and Jerry Marshall of West Virginia. 11 grandchildren, many step-grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, a sister, Gail DeVere of Oakdale, Pennsylvania, special friend, Carolyn Scotty Moore of Washington, Pennsylvania, nieces, nephews, many other relatives and friends. Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76, of Richland Center.